figures show that more and more Christians are emigrating from the land of Jesus' birth, and some fear that the Christian population there could become extinct within three generations. In 1950, Christians formed approximately 15% of the population in the Holy Land, but they now form less than 2%. And nowhere is this mass exodus of Christians more dramatic than in Bethlehem, the birthplace of Jesus. In this special report that follows, I've been trying to find out why Christians are leaving the Holy Land and what has been done to try to stem this exodus. More than 2,000 years after the first nativity, how many Christians are living in the land of Jesus' birth? It's a question many are asking, as surveys warn that in a couple of generations, there might be no longer a living community of Christians left in the Holy Land. Palestinian Christians have been leaving the area for decades, mostly because of economic pressures and using the helping hand of family ties in the West. But now there are additional political and economic factors that have caused this exodus to accelerate in the past few years. These factors include the current political stalemate in the Palestinian-Israeli peace process, the economic embargo against the Hamas-led government, the blockades, and the separation barrier. Bernard Sabella is a Palestinian Christian and sociologist who teaches at the Pontifical University in Bethlehem. He says the lack of peace and stability is the key factor in encouraging more and more Palestinian Christians to turn their back on their native land.
We are people who would like to see peace come to the Holy Land. We feel that without peace, we cannot make any economic, social, and other kinds of progress. Especially, we cannot make jobs for our young people who tend to leave in search of jobs.
Father Peter Vasco is the director of the Franciscan Foundation for the Holy Land that was formed to safeguard the basic human rights and continued presence of the Christian minority living in the Holy Land. He says that the tiny Christian community feel caught in the middle of the ongoing Israeli-Palestinian conflict and accuse the international community of ignoring their plight.
I think Christians in the Holy Land feel abandoned and ignored by the Christian West, simply because when, for example, Americans think of the problem over there, they think of Muslim versus Israelis. And since Israel is an ally of the United States, obviously we side with Israel as Americans. And indirectly, what we're doing, we're hurting the Christian Palestinians. It's not a deliberate thought or anything done, premeditated. It just happens, and therefore those Christians are sort of left out in the cold. And you have to understand that the Israeli government looks upon Christian Palestinians as Arabs, as Palestinians, and hence suspicious and perhaps the enemy. Where on the other hand, the Muslim Palestinians, a lot of their neighbors, not everybody, but a lot of the neighbors, Muslim neighbors, look upon them as traitors to the Islamic cause and pro-West. So they're sort of caught between the hammer and the anvil. And they're getting the pounding, so they're sort of being squeezed out by the two parties that are affecting them.
The majority of those Christians emigrating from the Holy Land come from the Bethlehem area, where, as Father Peter explains, there has been a dramatic reduction in the number of Christian residents over the past three decades.
Well, in the last 2 years, we know that 500 families from Bethlehem have left the Holy Land. So there's 1,000 families, Christian families, that have already left from Bethlehem. We have to remember that 35 years ago, Bethlehem had a ratio of 80% Christian and 20% Muslim. It is now 9% Christian and 91% Muslim. The majority of people who are leaving are from Bethlehem itself. There are some, of course, from Jerusalem, but our statistics in the last few years has been basically from Bethlehem.
Presumably here, the separation barrier must be a major factor because it's basically cut off Bethlehem, hasn't it, from Jerusalem?
Yes, it has. It has been a terrible thing for the people because many of the people in Bethlehem were working in Jerusalem, Tel Aviv, and Haifa, and now they are not able to cross over. A lot of the hospitals are also in Jerusalem, and obviously they're not permitted to cross into Jerusalem from Bethlehem, which is causing a lot of medical problems, a lot of deaths, et cetera, et cetera. And the question that we have to ask, I think, is at what price do you punish an entire people for the crimes of maybe a dozen or so criminals or Hamas militants? The average Palestinian person, a Christian, Muslim, are hardworking, responsible people. But unfortunately, the Israeli authorities, such as the Israeli military, doesn't look at it that way.
His views are echoed by Sabella, who says the separation barrier is stifling the life of a once thriving town like Bethlehem and is doing nothing to promote peace between Israelis and Palestinians.
The separation barrier is really something that makes the heart ache, that makes us really very sad, because it separates Bethlehem from its twin city, Jerusalem. And on the more practical economic population mobility, it does not allow for free movement between Bethlehem and Jerusalem. And this has very bad economic repercussions on Bethlehem, especially when pilgrims, people who visit Rome, who like to visit Bethlehem also, and Jerusalem, do not have this freedom of moving around. Besides, the aesthetic value of seeing a wall around the nativity town of Jesus Christ is such a painful thing. You know, who would want to have a wall surrounding the nativity town of Bethlehem? So if you have the wall and you have the checkpoints, then the biggest question becomes, how can peace arrive? How can we make peace if we are going to live only by checkpoints and walls? Security for Israel, in my opinion, does not come from the wall. It comes from a vision of peace that is shared by Israel and the Palestinians and that can move us forward. And I see that the role of the church in this and the role of Palestinian Christians is how to advance this vision of peace between Palestinians and Israelis.
Muslims form the overwhelming majority of the population in the West Bank and Gaza Strip. But how are relations in general between Christians and Muslims in Palestine? Father Peter again.
When you talk about cooperation between Muslims and Christians, I'd like to preface it by saying that a lot of Muslims consider the Christians as pro-West, you know, not helpful towards the Islamic cause, or they consider them as traitors. But there's an equal amount of Palestinian Muslims who are trying to work with the Christians, who are friends with Christians, etc., etc. There's no major hate between the two groupings. They're Palestinians by nationality. They're both suffering the same effect of the occupation, and that unites them to a certain extent. But there are undercurrents from time to time that rise above the current and show this negativity of Muslims against Christians. But for the most part, they get along rather well.
Most of those Christians emigrating from the Holy Land are young adults. And Sabella says he personally knows many Christian friends and neighbours who have either already left or are thinking of emigrating to other countries.
If you go around Bethlehem and Jerusalem, you would find primarily young people, sometimes married young people in their early 30s, late 20s, early 30s, who are professionals, who have said, I'm going. And when you ask them, why are you going? For example, my neighbor and his wife and three young children left. And he said, because I do not see a prospect for my children, and I think that the political situation is not going to help anybody to stay put in this land. Now, I know a friend of my son who is 22 years old and who said, I can't go visit Europe. I can't go visit any place in the world. I'm a prisoner in my own town. And economically, I do not have a good, secure job. So what do I do? And so he went to the Canadian embassy in Tel Aviv and applied to leave. And statistics given by the Palestinian Central Bureau of Statistics talk about 10,000 Palestinians who have applied for immigration status in various consulates and embassies in the country so far this year. And this is an enormous number of people, and I'm sure among them you'll find at least 700 to 800 Christians.
You talked there about your neighbors and the friend of your son. Were they both Christians?
Both were Christians, yes. And I know a guy in Bejala, which is a town next to Bethlehem. He's a taxi driver, and he said he has bought a new car back in 1999, and he was hoping that business would be so helpful that it would enable him to pay back each month regularly. And he said, we went into an economic recession, really disaster, and therefore he said, I can't pay back. So he told me he's thinking seriously of selling the car, paying off the debt for the car, and then go head to Central America, where many of the Bethlehem people live in Central and South America.
Sabella says what is needed is a new mindset on both the Israeli and Palestinian sides to try to resolve the current political deadlock.
When you have an internal Palestinian deadlock, that doesn't give us hope for a good economic prospects and good political prospects in negotiations with Israel. And on the Israeli side, when you have an obsession with security and you don't have leadership that can bring about a serious political change, a dramatic political change in relations with the Palestinians, this also does not give us hope. And when both this deadlock in Palestine and in Israel does not contribute to a kind of a stable social economic environment, then certainly young people, promising young people, would want to leave. Therefore, I think the challenge is how to get Palestinians and Israelis to a point where they can make peace. I am optimistic that on the Palestinian side, the formation of a national unity government would stop the blockade, the economic blockade. I'm hopeful that on the Israeli side, the people in Israel who are for a peaceful resolution of the conflict rather than a military solution to the conflict would dominate and would lead Israel into a different era. And I'm hopeful that the international community, headed by the U.S. administration, would do something to advance the peace prospects in Palestine, Israel.
Father Peter says the foundation he heads is trying to stop this exodus of young people by providing scholarships and housing to persuade Christians to remain in the land of their birth.
The majority of people who are leaving are the young adults, and this is why, for example, why the Franciscan Foundation is focusing in on the high school people, especially those who are seniors and who want to go to college. We're providing a college education for these young people so that they can be productive members of society upon graduation, and I'm very pleased to mention that 65% of the last four classes that we have graduated in the various local universities, 65% of them now have jobs as dentists, as pharmacists, as engineers, architects, business people, educators. And so there's sort of a light at the end of the tunnel here in the Holy Land. We're just beginning to see that. And the foundation was the first organization to really be concerned about the exodus. And now we're seeing some very positive results. And these young people now are staying because now they have a job. And we're the foundation, along with the Franciscan Custody, are building housing units for these young people. So we're really trying to help our people, as well as the Orthodox, as well as the other Protestant religions. As you know, the Catholic Church is always universal in its attempt to help people. And This is not just for Catholics. It's a Christian problem. And if we don't take care of our Christians, there will be no Christians in the Holy Land. All we're going to be having are empty religious monuments and museums.
Sabella says despite all the daily difficulties faced by the Palestinian population, both Muslim and Christian, he personally has never been tempted to leave the Holy Land.
Personally, I never felt that I would want to live anywhere else. I studied in the USA for 11 years, and I always felt my place is in Jerusalem, Bethlehem, and Palestine.
Sabella and others like him are proof that not all the Christians living in the Holy Land are seeking to emigrate. But given this continuing exodus of Christians, is there a viable future for the Christian community in the land where their faith was born? Despite all the gloomy statistics, Father Peter remains cautiously optimistic.
Well, based on the results of what the foundation is doing and other people are doing, we are certainly making a dent. We are certainly slowly but surely providing those needed programs and projects for our young people to remain. And so, yes, I see some light at the end of the tunnel. 10 years ago, I was very pessimistic. And now, 10 years later, I see that through college education, through finding them jobs and building housing, our young people are the ones that we have helped are staying. And so, for me, there is a future. And I think there will always be people who will be leaving. In fact, I probably would say probably of the 150,000, half of them are going to go anyway. But I think you'll still have hopefully a part of this, at least 80,000 or 75,000 Christians still remaining. So that's a thing that a goal that we're trying to achieve through the foundation. We're not going to stop the Christian exodus. It's going to continue. But, you know, we're slowly but surely arresting this problem. And I feel very confident, very positive about that.
That was Father Peter Vasco, director of the Franciscan Foundation for the Holy Land. And you also heard the voice of Bernard Sabella, a Palestinian Catholic and sociologist.